Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do here on Manx Radio, where it's coming up to 3:15. Now, a group of former King William's College and Buchan School pupils have completed what was a pretty grueling walk in the heat. It's 55 miles around the island, and it was in memory of their friend who died from leukemia last year. Their challenge has already raised more than £8,000 for the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre. And joining me now are two of those people who took part, Ben Collins and Connor Bowl. Lovely to have you both here with us. Thank you so much for being here. Just tell me, first of all, Connor, what the idea was behind this and why you wanted to do it.
Thank you, Beth. So obviously, as you've already alluded to, one of our best childhood friends, Sami Benmatoul, had passed away. And throughout the whole sort of process, because it wasn't quick by any means, we sort of took turns to go and visit him at Clatterbridge in Liverpool. So I guess a little bit about Clatterbridge, which is sort of really why we're here and for Sami. So it's a dedicated charity that supports cancer patients and their families in Merseyside and Cheshire and the Isle of Man. They see about 40,000 patients a year, and they're also sort of heavily committed to the research side of things. So they're trying to bring sort of the cutting edge treatment to their patients. But then it's much smaller than that as well. Like, they do Christmas presents, they do sort of like memory books for the families of the patients, and things like that. I can say firsthand, when we went to visit, it was everything you wanted it to be. It was a really top end facility. The nurses were amazing. They were sort of getting emotional that we were there. Like, they really sort of seemed to care on a personal level about Sami. Cancer's horrific, and it's just one of the sort of best jobs and charities you could sort of look to support, really.
And what a wonderful thing to do for your friend, and it must have meant so much to his family. Ben, just tell us then where the idea for the walk came from.
So obviously organising almost 20 guys to firstly pin down a date and then decide on an activity was that in itself no easy task. We sort of deliberated for a long time and came to the decision that we would hold the event on the Isle of Man. Most of the people that participated didn't actually live on the Isle of Man, so the fact that all of the lads came together, made the journey over, we in our group of friends, we had people from Russia, Germany, one of the guys is living in Zimbabwe. People came, you know, far and wide to reunite for Sami, and we decided that walking the Radnif Ollen from the Point of Ayr to Port Erin would be a very fitting tribute, especially as the Bradder Glen is now called Sami's at the Bradder Glen, and that is obviously ran by Sami's dad, Ben Benbatoul, and his hospitality at the finish was amazing. I'm sure we'll come on to that in a moment. But we came up with the idea. We planned it for months, and obviously last weekend we finally executed it in the Manx sunshine.
I tell you what, yeah, you picked quite a weekend for it, because I understand, Ben, you're still suffering a little bit with the sunburn.
For the listeners watching, you probably see my red nose. I think I speak for all of the lads. I'm sure Monday was a very tough day back in the office. Lots of sore feet. We saw so many blisters. I don't know how many packets of Compeed we went through. Other brands are available. We all got a bit sunburned and the feet are sore, but the challenge was worth it. I think one of the guys put it really well, actually, when he was writing the description for the advert for the donation page. It's by no means climbing Mount Everest, but it was more about reuniting of us all together, so that we could reminisce about Sami and to have a good laugh, basically. Some of the guys in the team, we haven't seen them for 10 years since we left school, so it was a great opportunity to get together and do something really meaningful.
And, you know, it is an incredible thing and really important, like you said, to have that moment where you could all be together, because you still are incredibly young to lose somebody who was so close to you. And grief can be a really overwhelming thing. So to have something positive coming out of that is really special.
Absolutely, yeah. I think anyone that knew Sammy personally would know that he was quite the character, actually. I'm sure Connor would agree with that. And so the stories that were told and shared, it was, to be honest with you, it was just a laugh a minute, and it was just great to see everyone.
And how long did it take you?
So each day was roughly 20 or so miles. And the first day from the Point of Air to Laxey campsite where we stayed, the first section along the beach down from the Airs was very, very tough for the guys. You know, walking on sand and loose pebbles takes a long time, really takes it out of you. So they were already quite tired at that stage. And then obviously up and over all the hills through Mackold, and then down through all the various glens at Doon and Canay and so on and so forth, finally descending down into Laxey, which is a great campsite as well. We were really impressed by the facilities there, and we thank them for having us. And then we obviously indulged in a lovely Italian at the Mona Lisa, which was great. Needed the fuel, can't go wrong. And then the next day was the longest day, actually. I think it worked out at 22.5 miles, and it was hot on last Saturday. So we walked following the coast through all the Manx countryside, which a lot of the guys hadn't seen before. And, you know, I myself, I like walking, but there were parts of the island that even I'd not seen. And it was just great to all come together. Obviously, the weather was fantastic. And then the last day, a little bit shorter, to Port Erin for a quite an emotional finish, actually. When we all arrived, we all had our sort of branded t-shirts on in memory of Sammy, and it was just great to come together, and all the families and other friends were there at the finish waiting for us. So yeah, that's sort of how it went, and we just had a great time. What I would like to say is, on Saturday night we actually camped at King William's College, which that in itself was sort of a throwback, as it was. Mm. And I'd just like to thank all of the team and the staff at King William's College for having us, and also for putting on a great breakfast for us all, which is the fuel we needed for the day ahead.
Bet it was. And I mentioned you so far raised more than £8,000. And I think the original total, I don't know whether you had a total in mind, but Connor, was it what, around 3,000?
Yeah.
Wow, and you've absolutely smashed it. I mean, now obviously you're thinking, could we go that little bit further?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, 10 sounds a little bit better than 8.5, I think. And hopefully Beth will be able to give you the link, and we can sort of shout about it on Manx Radio socials. But yeah, if we can get that to 10 grand. And actually, I can tell you roughly what 10 grand translates to for Clatterbridge. So currently at the 8.4, that would fund 170 counselling sessions, giving support for cancer patients and their families. And I think, to be honest, that's something that you don't really think about. Like, you think about cancer and you just think sort of life and death. But A, it's not quick. B, there's, you know, 20 people in the close family. You don't really think about the psychological side of it, and sort of seeing your son, friend, dad, whoever it is, in that sort of state near the end is pretty traumatic. But then on a slightly more positive side, it would also fund roughly 50 they hold sort of lunches for their younger patients. It's like a lunch club, and they all come and eat and then go and do some sort of activity, like go to the cinema or go to a park. So it's the money's both sort of scientific battling cancer and treating it, as well as sort of dealing with the human element of what's going on as well, which I thought was really great.
Honestly, what a wonderful thing to do. And, you know, to do that in Sammy's name is just really special as well. Just tell us where people can donate, and then we will put the link on our social media pages as well.
Yeah, so I think the easiest way, it will be a Just Giving page. Mm-hmm. That will be shared by Manx Radio, and you'll be able to see sort of where it's already got up to. I think there's 170 odd donators so far. So yeah, hopefully on the Manx Radio socials is where you can find it, and let's get it to 10k for Sammy.
Did you walk up here today?
I wish. No, we didn't. No, we've come down. And I suppose before we wrap up here, I'd just like to thank every single person that has donated to this amazing cause. Your support is greatly appreciated. And yeah, thank you very much for that. And hopefully we can get some more donations in, and that would be great.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.